Hello everyone, and welcome to The Essence Perspective, where I share my thoughts, feelings, and perspective on a wide variety of topics and ideas that I find interesting and relevant in today's society. Now, there's been a lot of discussion over the internet about the worth or worthiness of an individual, or the lack thereof. What's high value and what's not? I've seen these conversations mostly pertaining to women, but we're going to apply it to everyone. Now, here's the kicker. Your value cannot be taken away by things you do or do not do, the experience you have had or haven't had. Your worth is inherent, and no man, woman, or thing can take that away from you. It is something that is deeply embedded in every human being. It's innate by birth, and even before birth. You can never be valueless or worthless. You can add value to your life or the life of those around you, but there's a baseline of value for every human being as a human that can be taken away. That's why you can't just murder any single, you can't just commit murder, because human lives have value. There's value in every single life. Your value doesn't plummet one day and is up the other day. You're not like a stock in the stock market, and you're not going to depreciate like a house. Your value must stay consistent. No one can take away what God has given. If our worth was solely based off of other societal views of ourselves, then truly we would be worth nothing. When a child is born, it comes into the world not being able to do much, and it certainly can't take care of itself. All they can do is eat, sleep, and poop for quite a while. They can't get a job, take out a mortgage, or anything that we see in society as valuable. Though, despite all that, we will never say to a baby or a young child that you're worthless. Get away from me. You have no value. You don't vacuum. You don't clean. No, we wouldn't say those things. It's because we see the innate value and the undescribable quality that every human being has that makes them valuable. The potential of that child, of what it can be and will be, we see it right away. Before it can walk, we know that it will walk. Even when it's doesn't speak any words, we know that it will speak words. It's that indescribable innate thing that they have in every human being, and that's how we should see every single person, as someone who is valuable, even if they aren't where they are right now, even if they can't do anything right now. So here's a few things that I think don't determine your value. First up at bat is the infamous body count. Yes, the infamous body count. The infamous, they've been ran through, the infamous, what can they add to a man's life with such a high body count, da 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 da, all that good stuff. And as a fellow woman, it's heartbreaking to see such harsh criticism on the internet by many creators. Now, in this section, we're just gonna give this example to the men. We're just gonna use men in this example, but if it doesn't apply, just let it fly over your head. So when I hear comments like that, it hurts, because that's still someone's daughter, that's still someone's little girl, that's still someone's wife or potential spouse, and they still have value whether you can see her or not. Now, we should all respect ourselves and value ourselves, but if for some reason someone does have a high body count, what concern of that is of ours? How does that concern us? We don't know the reasons why they have a high body count. It could be they've had a lot of boyfriends or girlfriends, legit boyfriends and girlfriends, from a young age, many short-term relationships. Or it could be exactly what you think. But either way, trying to shame them and name-call them says a lot more about you than it does about them. If you don't want to be with someone with a high body count, that is your choice. It is your right. But people are allowed to outgrow their past. They are allowed to change. What they've done in their past is in their past. And it was probably when they were very young or ignorant, like many of us are as teenagers or even preteens. A lot of us make the same mistake we crucify others for. Anybody who asks you for your body count is just emotionally immature, and in my opinion only sees you in a sexual sense, because they were trying to generally get to know somebody, care about somebody, you're having great chemistry, but then you bring up this question, you only see them in a sexual way, because before you might have seen them up here, but now you're looking at them from down here, and that means you only see them in a certain way. A person who really was trying to be with someone and cared about them would not even bring this into a question, because the past is the past. You can see that person is more well-rounded now and has changed, But if they're only thinking about that, or if you only slept with 3 or 5, then you're good. But if it's higher than that, nah, it's crazy. And it'd be these people that be talking, that be having the highest body counts of all, and they themselves be ashamed, and they probably themselves would lie about their own body count. It's best to just, that we all just respect each other. What's done is done. You can't change the past, so it's best to just move on in peace. Secondly, your past. Your past does not determine your value. You're allowed to have grace with yourself and grow and change and not be tied to the things you've done early in your life. You're not going to be the same person that you were at 16 as you are at 21. You're not going to be the same person at 35 as you are at 67. You're going to make many mistakes along the way between all those age gaps. Some mistakes we've made that are good, some mistakes we made that we are bad, but the past is the past and it's best to put it behind. We're all just trying to figure out this thing called life. There's this great verse by Paul in Philippians. It's Philippians 3:13-14. And it reads, "Brothers and sisters, I can't consider myself a winner yet. This is what I do. I do not look back. I lengthen my stride and I run straight forward, the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Christ Jesus." Paul did not look back or harp upon the things that he's done and mistakes that he's made. One of my favorite stories is about Paul, is because Paul was a murderer and people judged him on his past because when he got saved, they didn't believe that he was saved. They thought that he was still a murderer. They were scared of him. They didn't believe that one day he can go from murdering Christians to the next preaching the gospel. But God is that good, and your past does not define you. People are so used to a certain version of you that they'll keep you in that version forever. Feel free at any time to walk into a new version of yourself. Don't stay in people's past perceptions of you. Don't let them hold you in a mental prison for a sentence you already served. Thirdly, your job. Though I think it's important that every person have a job to take care of themselves and sustain themselves, your job is not who you are, it's just what you do. Who you are is what's really important. Don't tie your self-worth to any job. Fourth, your looks. By all means, look the best you can, as beautiful as you can, as handsome as you can, 24/7, whatever. It's great, I love it. I love to look great, so look as good as you can, as much as you can. But don't let it be your only thing. There's another great verse. This one's Peter, 1 Peter 3:3-4. Your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be of that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Beauty is something that is within every single one of us. It comes from within. It's not something that's based on what we have on the outside. Beauty is from inside and it radiates out, and it's not from outside to inside. No, it has to start on the inside and radiate out. Don't let anyone's opinion stop you. Know that you're valuable. And if you still don't believe that you're valuable, just know this. There's a fun fact. On average, human body is worth around $550,000. So if you think that you're not worth anything, the government literally says that your body is around $550,000. Alright, so this has been great, guys. Until next time on another episode of Astro's Perspective, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.